The Torah teaches us this week the parash of tzitzis. The pasuk says, "V'hoylechem l'tzitzis, risa maysoi, uzachartem is komitzis Hashem, v'asisa maysoi v'loisa surach l'vavchem v'achrei nechem." And Rashi explains v'asol tzitzis. So he says, what does the word tzitzis represent? One pshat Rashi suggests, al shema psuyim tluim ba, that the strands of the tzitzis are called tzitzis. Another pshat Rashi says, Pasuk says v'risim oisoi k'moi, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, meitzis min charakim. And therefore, from here we see that there's a point to look at the tzitzis, and by looking at the tzitzis, v'zechartem is called mitzvah Hashem, we are reminded of all the mitzvahs Hashem. And Rashi goes on to explain what does that mean, v'zechartem is called mitzvah Hashem. He says that the gematria of the word tzitzis is 600. And then you have 8 strands and 5 knots, altogether equaling 613. And 613 represents the Taryag mitzvahs. And as the Mefarshim explain, that even though Midaraisa, Kesha Elyon, just having one knot connecting the tzitzis to the Beged would be adequate, but the Chazal told us to make all these extra knots specifically in order that we should be able to, by looking at the tzitzis, remind ourselves of all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. And moreover, by having 2 tzitzis in front of us, we know when we put on the tzitzis, whether it's the talis katan or the regular talis, 2 of the tzitzis are in front of us and 2 of the tzitzis are behind us, that a person should be constantly surrounded by mitzvahs. And Dor HaChaim says this week in the parasha that that's why the Torah was so specific that the tzitzis should be only on a beged of 4 corners, not one that has 3, not one that has 5. Because when we wear tzitzis, what we're doing is, it's like we're wearing a sign, a symbol, that we are Avdei Hashem. Like he says, it was very customary that slaves would wear a label indicating who they were the slaves, who they were the servants of. We wear a tzitzis, but we're wearing a tzitzis, we're showing that we are Avdei Hashem. And by showing that we're Avdei Hashem, and Hashem is on all 4 corners of the world, so that's why we wear tzitzis specifically made up of 4 corners. And moreover, that's why, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the Pasuk says, V'loisa surah achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. By wearing tzitzis, we will not have improper thoughts. Because by wearing tzitzis, we constantly are reminded that that we are Hashem's servants, and we have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And therefore, we will remain in check to do what's right. And therefore, we know that the Gemara says that be'idna d'rischa, that if in the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, chas v'shalom HaKla Yisrael, he punishes us for not wearing tzitzis. And when we think about that halacha, it's sort of difficult to understand. Because the only reason, when is one midaraisa obligated to wear tzitzis? One is obligated midaraisa to wear tzitzis when he's wearing a beged of 4 corners. That has on its 4 corners. But if the beged he has doesn't have, if he's wearing a piece of a garment that doesn't have 4 corners, he's not obligated to wear tzitzis. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much insist that we wear tzitzis? Because he knows that by us wearing tzitzis, we are constantly reminded that we are Avdei Hashem. And that's why he wants us to wear tzitzis, to remind us of that and prevent us from doing averus, cause us to do mitzvahs, and that's why even though one could technically make an argument that you're not mechayiv to wear such a beged, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so insistent. Reb Shlomo Kluger says that the Pasuk says, when it speaks about Yosef and Ishus Pitifar, the Pasuk says, v'tis b'seyu b'bigdor, she grabbed his beged le m'shchov of me, v'yazav b'gdor b'yodav v'yonos v'yetzai chutzah. So he explains that we know the Gemara says that the Ashes Potiphar was constantly trying to convince Yosef to do an aveira with her. But of course, Yosef refused. But, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the moment to say the big day, she got hold of his clothing. What is the big day that she got hold of? The tzitzis. At that point, Yosef said, I don't have my tzitzis anymore to protect me from doing an aveira. So he says, I have no choice for Yonas v'yetzai chutzah. I have to run away because otherwise I need to be concerned that the Yetzihara will prevail. I saw that the Yitav Lev points out that the Pasuk says in the Parsha Tzitzis, Urisem oisoy uzuchatis kol mitzvah Hashem v'asisem oisom. So the question is, why does it say v'asisem oisom? What does the Torah want to teach us? So the Medrash says, Atikri oisom ela atem. A person who puts on the tzitzis, v'asisem atem, he becomes a different person. He's a person that's not going to do aveiros. He's a person that's going to do mitzvahs. V'asisem atem, it transforms us. Another pshat that he suggests is that these are the same letters of the word emes. Atem is the same aleph mem sof. A person who wears tzitzis connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once he connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he connects himself to the emes. A person who's connected to the emes is able to do what he's supposed to do. The Medrash says that the Pasuk says, V'yisim kadoshim, says the Medrash, B'man she'atam oisim es mitzvos, when you do the mitzvos, atam kadoshim, v'meschem metelos al akam. When you do mitzvahs, you're in a status of kadosh, and the world is in fear of you. So the question is, why does this mitzvah cause that? That we should have this incredible power. So the answer, the Divrei Yoel suggests, is that we know that when Yaakov and Esav were in their mother's womb, they made a deal that Yaakov will have Olam Haba, and Esav will have Olam Hazeh. So the Chidah asks, so if that was the arrangement that they made with each other, why do we have Klal Yisrael asking and wanting and Baruch Hashem receiving Panosa Baravach and Olam Hazeh if there was a deal that we're not supposed to get Olam Hazeh? So the Chidah says that if we take the Olam Hazeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and we use it for Avodas Hashem, then that isn't a violation of the deal. So the same thing, when we put on a beged with tzitzis, what we are demonstrating by putting on the beged is that we're not interested in clothing just for honor. We're not interested in clothing just for enjoyment. The clothing that we wear is here for a mitzvah. And once we're showing that the clothing, the olam hazeh that we have, is all for the purpose of a mitzvah, then we will prevail. So that's what the Medrash means to say. When a Jew wears tzitzis, a mosay metelos al akum. Normally the akum turn to us and say, why do you have olam hazeh? But we respond, what do we do with the olam hazeh? We're using the olam hazeh for the purposes of avodas Hashem. And if that's the reason why you have olam hazeh, then the akum have to stand back a mosay metelos al olam hazeh. So the Al-Shech asks, the Pasuk says, In our parasha, uzuchatim is komitzus Hashem. That when one wears tzitzis, uzuchatim is komitzus Hashem. And he asks that many people wear tzitzis every day and they don't necessarily remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. So what do we need to do to have what the Torah tells us that by wearing the tzitzis, uzuchatim mitzvahs Hashem? So the Al-Shech explains that it was very common in those days, that if somebody wanted to remember to do something, he would tie a string around his finger. He would decide, I need to remember to do this or do that. And he would tie a string around his finger. And like that, when he saw that string around his finger, he would say, oh, that's a good reminder for what he needs to do. But he said, a foolish person puts a string around his finger before he needs to remember what he needs to do, That's foolishness. So he says that's the same thing with the tzitzis. As we've been discussing, the purpose of the tzitzis is to remind us, Risa Mesa is a chatnas kol mitzvos Hashem. But before a person puts on a tzitzis, he has to take a moment to remember, as we've been discussing, what do the tzitzis represent? What do the tzitzis symbolize? If after he first remembers what is the purpose and what he needs to wear tzitzis for, then he looks at the tzitzis, they serve as a wonderful reminder. First you have to be prepared to do a sisem as called mitzvah Hashem, to do the mitzvah Hashem, to know that that's what we need to do in this world. And then afterwards, wear the tzitzis, and there should be re'isim, I say. There should be a way for us to remember what we need to do, and that will be a wonderful reminder to teach us what we need to do, to teach us to be constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to teach us to be constantly connected to the Emes, and therefore we will be zoicha. As the Medrash says, that when we wear the tzitzis at the Mekudoshim, we're a koli, ve'moschem mutalas ala akum.